I saw it here at this march last year.
Okay. Indy Media, we're here at Fisherman's Wharf. Fisherman's Wharf has become a no choice zone right now. Thousands and thousands of people with "Women Deserve Better Than Abortion" signs wanting to outlaw abortion. What do women deserve better in regard to abortion and reproductive rights?
Well, I think we deserve contraceptives that work. Almost all the women I know who've have had abortions because their contraceptives failed. We deserve men that don't rape us. That would be real nice. We deserve our children to learn where babies come from. We deserve real sex education, other than just say no.
Hear, hear.
I was telling some, too, that from my work in human services, I don't think foster care is a very healthy option for a lot of children either. That's one of their big pushes.
I've never heard that.
What would, you know, talk more about what a full reproductive rights agenda would be instead of "women deserve better than abortion, so take it away."
I think women need to develop a sense of consequence at an early age and get a sense of what it is they want sort of for their future. And the thing is that if you sell this bill of goods to women that what you're going to be when you grow up is a mother, and that's not actually temperamentally congruent with, you know, who you are, you won't really be able to develop a sense of self that sees, I mean, you won't be able to do anything but react to that. And I think that was my issue. I've had abortions. I was sort of raised by very loving parents who told me that my role was to have kids. And guess what? I'm really not the motherly type. And because that was the only thing that I was told, it was the only kind of future vision of myself that I could really develop. And my sense of consequence about attached to my action was really muted because of that. I mean, this is kind of a subtle point, but you have to raise girls to have a sense of a future that's mapped out and planned for by them, that's diverse, that offers a lot of opportunities for self-expression and growth. And I do think a lot of people unwittingly push their girl children down the path to motherhood. It does not suit all of us. I am the furthest thing from a mother you could possibly find. To me, that's one of the most important things that girls need to develop a sense of themselves in a future sense, so that they can make appropriate decisions.
Right.
But I think it's also important to balance that with pro-choice does not mean anti-motherhood.
Right.
The happiest moment in my entire life was when I came out of general anesthetic and realized that my uterus was empty. The second happiest moment of my life was giving birth to my son, who is now 20, after 44 hours of labor. It wasn't the very happiest because I was pooped, but I was happy, and it was a choice that I made.
Right.
Pro-choice means pro-choice, and very often our choice is to become a mother when we're ready.
Right.
When we can give the child what that child deserves.
Right.
Children deserve better than to be dumped onto a planet. Well, my own rape, which resulted in an abortion, was by a real serious alcoholic. So I figured that had I allowed that embryo to become a fetus, and had I allowed that fetus to become a person, a baby, it would probably have been fetal alcohol. This is not what I wanted my legacy to the world to be. It's a deeply moral choice.
Right. There's some talk about different messages, but what about the problems with the watered-down message? There's some contention about people saying, I know that abortion's not good and we shouldn't have it, but we need it as a right. What's wrong with that, with pro-choice activists coming out with a message like that and politicians coming out with messages like that?
There's nothing wrong with abortion. It's the circumstances that surround the woman that lead her to the decision that would not... If the woman is operating under a coerced sense of urgency, that's the issue. Abortion is not the problem. I'm pro-abortion because it saved my life. It allowed me to become me. It allowed me to make manifest who it is I am in this world. I am absolutely pro-abortion because it wasn't a coerced decision on my part. A lot of people want to, you know, say, you know, abortion is bad. We need to, it is a watered down message and it's silly. We need to make sure that people come of age, women come of age, you know, sexually with a distinct sense of option, and so that they can choose to, I mean, the word choice is overused. It sounds so simple. It's really not.
And the other thing, I believe it was at the last United Nations conference on population issue, we were an interesting company. There were exactly three government entities that were against helping the world with population control.
Yeah.
There was the United States, there was the Vatican, and there was Iran.
Yeah, thank
you. Everybody else gets it.
All the other countries except the U.S. and those few countries?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, United States, Iran, and the Vatican.
That's right.
Were the three that opposed the United Nations helping out with population control. Population control is not genocide. It's not like what we're doing to the people in Iraq. That's genocide. Population control is giving people and women and men the information, the stuff they need, giving out condoms. The most murderous thing that happened in this administration was the imposition of the international gag rule at the beginning of Bush's administration. My memory is that Planned Parenthood said a very conservative estimate is that about 4 million people a year died because of that choice.
That's right.
Not because what they said was absolutely no money to any health organization that even mentioned the word abortion under any circumstances, which shut down clinics providing any kind of medical care at all.
Yep.
So when I went to the March for Women's Lives in D.C. a couple of years ago, I was amazed at the number of Hispanic families. Under no circumstances would they have considered getting abortions themselves, but their families back home had suffered unnecessary deaths because the clinics that had just that little bit of money from the United States that kept them going had to shut down.
That's a good point.
We have this country's vehement anti-women's rights has killed millions of people. They said about 4 million a year. He's been in office for, 5 years?
Yep.
So let's say 20 million people.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
That's
a really
not
good
pro-life. Thank you.
Right. One more issue. A lot of stuff I'm hearing down there at the Embarcadero, but now it's Democrats for life. And the stated goal of this movement is to get the Democratic Party to reverse its stance on abortion. And if they do reverse their stance on abortion, then they'll outlaw it because the Republicans are against it. Now, where does that put the political battle with both sides petitioning the Democratic Party to either be for it or against it?
I absolutely have no idea. I do not know how that's going to play out. It is one reason that I'm a Green. I'm not a Democrat any longer. They haven't. Roe v. Wade was a finding that absolutely needed added intellectual heft to it, added to it incrementally. They needed to continue to find for reproductive rights, and they needed to continue to find for ways in which the body had to act separately from the state and obviously from the church, and they failed to do that. Roe v. Wade, just as a single finding, isn't enough. It's an active, dynamic area of discovery, reproductive rights, and the Democrats have not innovated. They have not gone out looking for that territory. They've left it to languish. They use it to fundraise, and it's really disgusting, and it's one of the reasons that I'm not a Democrat any longer.
Okay, thank you very much.